This is the Community Forum on Classic Hits, 98.9 WJEZ. I'm Todd Weinberger. Joining me in the studio today is Linda Rhodes. She is the Health Education and Marketing Director with the Livingston County Public Health Department. Linda, how are you?
Good morning. Great. Thank you.
It is good to see you. And we want to talk about something out of the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control. Sounds so ominous, but this is something called the 618 Initiative. So what is that?
They are. 618 is a initiative they came up with that's going to focus on six common preventable health conditions. So that's where our six comes from. And then the 18 is they've also looked at 18 evidence-based prevention and control interventions that can improve health and control cost. As far as public health goes, we know that we're going to have some impact on population health and controlling costs. And one of the ways we're going to do that through public health is to strengthen our collaboration with some of the others in the healthcare sector and others in our community.
Well, now we already have some of that, don't we, in Livingston County? So what are some of the existing collaborations?
We are. We're very fortunate here in Livingston County because we do have lots of collaboration going on. We have medical providers who are already doing things like referring to our Illinois Breast and Cervical Cancer Program, our WIC program, our Better Birth Outcomes, family planning, the tobacco quit line. The newest one we're working with our providers is our asthma home trigger assessment program. And in addition to our healthcare providers, we're also lucky that we have opportunities to collaborate with our schools, our churches, our businesses. And you see that when we're out doing our flu clinics around the county. We're doing some of those wellness clinics we talked about last month, getting involved. Right now, we've got some efforts going on with our preschool screenings. And in February, I'm excited that we just finished up. We received some funding through the Delta Dental of Illinois Foundation, and we were able to provide some oral health kits to some of the schools in the community. Didn't get enough for everyone, unfortunately, so we kind of looked at schools where we had some students with the most need, and we got over 1,000 of those out.
That's excellent, because so many of us, and I will say us, I have the same problem as you don't like to think about dentistry until your teeth hurt, which is not the way you should approach it.
Thank you.
Okay. We're not talking about dentistry this time around, though. What are the six common conditions? What are we talking about in that 618 formula?
The big six are going to be tobacco use, high blood pressure, healthcare-associated infections, asthma, unintended pregnancies, and diabetes.
Now, you don't generally hear the Centers for Disease Control talking about unwanted pregnancies. It's more of a condition than a disease, isn't it? Or it's just a health concern?
It's a health concern. And as you look through the 618 initiative, you'll see why that is an issue.
Okay. Well, let me ask you about all of them. Why these six conditions? Obviously, there are a lot of different things that could be targeted. Why these?
That was my question, too. How do they pick six? Because there are so many things. And what I found was that on the negative side, these six things affect a large number of people, and they're also associated with high health care costs. So large number of people, large health care cost. On the positive side, they've also identified some evidence-based interventions that they know will help prevent or control these conditions in a short time. And when they're looking at short time, they're talking about less than 5 years. So in that big world of CDC, 5 years is a short time.
Okay. Well, that's the six. What about the 18 part? This is a little more extensive. So what is that all about?
They're also looking again. They wanted to make sure it was evidence-based interventions. They wanted to know that it would work before they put more money into making it happen. And these 18 interventions can be implemented in some way by everyone who benefits from addressing the six conditions, whether that be the healthcare delivery system, the healthcare purchasers, meaning you and me, the people that are buying health insurance, the payers like the health insurance companies, and then also our medical providers.
Well, let's put it all together. And by the way, we're talking with Linda Rhodes this morning. She is the Health Education and Marketing Director for the Livingston County Public Health Department. What are some of the interventions? What are they recommending for these six conditions?
Well, let's start with tobacco use. You've heard me say over and over again that we need to address that, especially here in Livingston County. It's the leading cause of preventable disease and death in the United States, about 480,000 premature deaths and more than $300 billion in direct health care cost and lost productivity each year. So there's the cost factor and the large number of people. One of the interventions that they're recommending, and it's just one, we certainly don't have time to talk about all of them, but one would be reducing tobacco users' out-of-pocket cost to help them quit. And you go, well, wait, they already, you know, they spend so much money on tobacco. But we have to put that aside and realize what would help them is if we can reduce their out-of-pocket cost to help them to quit. Mm-hmm. So we know that when you can do that, it increases the number who will try to quit and the number that will be successful and stay quit. So we want to see some things that include some policies and programs that make evidence-based treatments, including medication, counseling. We want those things to be affordable and accessible. So we want the insurance providers to cover those kind of treatments, and then we want the medical care providers to make sure people know about them and help them access those things.
Well, and that just makes sense because, you know, you can compare the costs of buying cigarettes to the cost of buying something that will help you quit. But, of course, the products that will help you quit don't give you the satisfaction.
That's right.
And speaking as a former smoker, I know all about that. The satisfaction of lighting up a cigarette is a very different thing than trying to use something that's going to help you quit smoking.
Right. And the cost of those things to help you quit smoking are also less expensive than if you get a disease caused by smoking. So, and less painful.
Okay. Well, let's talk for a minute, Linda, about the silent killer, high blood pressure. What is the recommendation?
Well, when we're looking at that, because there are so many people who have high blood pressure, over half the people who have it don't have it under control. It costs a lot of money. One of the strategies appears to be pretty simple. It says improve access and adherence to blood pressure lowering medication. So, again, we want to reduce people's cost for getting their medication. And then once they get it, you also have to make sure they're taking it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a number of blood pressure pills sitting in cupboards this morning that should have been put in mouths and were not. So
Okay. We've
got to do some patient education and make them understand you have to take that medication. And as you said, Todd, the silent killer, so I don't feel bad. Why should I take the pill? Oh, yes, please take your pill.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that is the problem with that one. It's not even a question of any kind of gratification because you don't know you have a need. High blood pressure really has no overt symptoms till it's
Until you stroke or heart attack.
Catastrophically high, and I know something about that, too. So I'm not just talking off the top of my head here. Let's talk about diabetes. Another thing that they say, the Centers for Disease Control, I should say, says can be targeted.
Absolutely. Again, 86 million Americans who have prediabetes, and then 29 million who have diabetes. So not as many people with diabetes as with prediabetes, but we all know where the prediabetes is going if we don't do something about it.
Mm-hmm.
In the United States, about 9.3% of the adult population has diabetes. Unfortunately, here in Livingston County, we're not at 9.3. We're at 15.1. So we definitely need to do some work with diabetes here in our county. Some things with prediabetes that we want to look at is how do we keep them from converting? Because when you have prediabetes, then you develop diabetes, then you go back to those problems with heart disease and stroke. So it all just keeps falling in those dominoes that we don't want to have.
Mm-hmm.
So strategies, the one thing that the CDC is looking at is expanding access to the National Diabetes Prevention Program. I've looked at this program. It's, as stated, it's a lifestyle change program for people to help them prevent type 2. It's not a diet. It's not a pill. There is no magic. You must make some lifestyle changes. But this program can help you do that. So you're not on your own. The health department is fortunate. Right now, we're participating in a project with the Illinois Department of Public Health and about 75 other partners to develop a statewide diabetes plan for 2018 to 2021. Fortunately, Illinois is one of two states that are awarded funds to do this, make this plan. So we're seeing something good happening in Illinois. So we're happy to see that. And of course, on the local level, we're hoping that once this program is expanded nationally and statewide, that will come down to our local level. We're here in Livingston County. Our folks who have prediabetes will have access to the National Diabetes Prevention Program. The other thing they suggest is promoting screenings for abnormal blood glucose in people who are overweight and obese. Fortunately, again, here in the county, we have our Hubert Wellness Clinic out at the health department. So we are screening people, but not enough. So one of our goals over the next year is to find ways to increase the number of people who are coming to our clinics or having us out to their work site, their community site, so that we can identify more of those people with prediabetes.
Well, we know that we can find out more about the federal programs. Just go to your favorite search engine.
Yes.
Just type in CDC 618, and you'll find it. But if people want to know more about what's available right here in Livingston County, how can they get in touch with you, Linda?
Just give me a call at the health department at 815-844-7174. Don't call me today because it's a holiday, so only by the magic of radio am I here today. But call me tomorrow. You can go to our website, and that's lchd.us, or you can find us on Facebook.
Linda Rhodes is the Director of Health Education and Marketing at the Livingston County Public Health Department. Thank you for coming in, Linda.
Thank you, Todd.
I'm Todd Weinbrenner. This is the Community Forum on Classic Hits, 98.9 WJEZ.